Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
All right, everybody, welcome. It's 6 minutes past the top of the hour, so we won the battle. But will we win the war? That's the question. And, you know, really, the answer to it is this. It depends on if Republicans can get their messaging right. Because right now, they aren't. Welcome to Political Coffee, folks, because politics, especially the politics of Oregon, really does impact your life. We're going to get into it today. Now, also, by the way, some other things that we'll talk about, including at the bottom of the hour, we have an interview with Suzanne Gallagher, who is the former Republican Party chairman of Oregon. She is the director of Parents' Rights and Education. We're going to talk with her about stuff going on in Oregon schools, public schools, you may not know about, and you're probably not going to like. Also, a couple of other things that I want to get into in just a moment here. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220, or shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am. Now, something that I'm going to alert you to that I want to have happen next week. Yes, I know this is Freedom Friday, folks, where we celebrate liberty. We do that every day, but on Fridays it's kind of special because I give you the opportunity to call and talk about anything political you want to talk about today. One of the things that I'm going to propose to you is I'm going to try to get a hold of State Senator Brian Boquist, my friend, about his email that he sent out yesterday. And Art sent this to me earlier this morning, but I actually read it yesterday afternoon, and I was like, whoa. This email from Brian Boquist ties in the failed carbon energy tax, Senate Bill 1530, ties it in with Kate Brown having secret agreements with the communist Chinese and how that threatens our national security. We're going to ask him to expound on that because that's very interesting, especially as he says in his newsletter that he sent out, which is what this is all about. He says in his newsletter that the Chinese have two submarine cable line sites. So in other words, the Chinese are laying cable from China to Oregon for the internet. He thinks that is in fact a national security threat. And it's interesting to note that they have chosen Oregon for two sites and Kate Brown is allowing a third. Now, I find that ironic that Kate Brown would allow the communist Chinese, which are reportedly have these secret agreements. And this is part of the problem with Senate Bill 1530, is it keeps secret and hidden from us who's buying all of these carbon credits that we're going to have. Is there some kind of deal with Kate Brown that the Chinese would buy these things from us to give her money for her slush fund to buy more votes in exchange for the Chinese putting undersea cable sites, landing sites on the Oregon coast? And yet, what I find ironic about that is that's happening, but she won't allow us to reciprocate the other way with an LNG export facility in Coos Bay, which would create jobs and a lot of revenue for America and create a cleaner environment because it would supplant the fact that the Chinese are going to, and frankly, the Japanese, are going to continue building coal-fired power plants. They are. They will. Don't you find that ironic? I do. But after all, Kate Brown is a regressive totalitarian Marxist. We're going to try to talk with State Senator Brian Boquist about all of this next week, as he'll be back in town. Now, a couple of other things quickly before I want to get into the main topic today. First off is to say that this particular segment of the show is brought to you by Diamond Royalty Rides. You know, it is a wonderful thing to be in love. Yeah, I know Valentine's Day is past us, but you know what? When you love someone, you got birthdays coming up, you've got anniversaries coming up, or maybe you're just in love. Maybe you want to pop the question. No better way to do it than to make somebody feel really special by hiring a limousine from Diamond Royalty Rides. Believe me, it makes you feel really cool. And it blesses somebody else's life. So why don't you check it out? Surprisingly affordable. Go to DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. DiamondRoyaltyRides.com. If you have not seen it, folks, the stock market is going down again. And this has nothing to do with the blowout jobs numbers. And they were blowout jobs numbers, folks. The Labor Department of the U.S. government said today we added 273,000 new jobs last month, February. And the unemployment rate went to a 50-year low, 3.5%. They also say that the work week went up and that the average hourly earnings grew by 3% over last year. Now, that's good for you. That means you are earning more money. And you have to, because the ruling regressive totalitarian Marxists that run Oregon, including a lot of cities like Salem, keep raising your taxes, raising your cost of living. By the way, you can thank Republicans who stayed out of the legislature, stopping the raising of your cost of living. It's too bad they can't actually articulate that as a message. No, they have to be sucked into the Democrats' war of words rather than focusing on what wins the war for them. I'll get into that in a moment. But the good news is the two previous months' estimates of January, the job figures there were revised upwards from 225,000 up to 273,000. December was revised upwards from 147,000 to 184,000. Now, I'm telling you, folks, this is good news. Now, you would have thought that would have dramatically turned the stock market around. Wrong-o. Because we have this insane, and it is, insane obsession with coronavirus, folks. It's not that it isn't dangerous, and it's not that it doesn't hurt elderly people and those people with diminished immune systems, because it does. But the overhype of this thing, you still have to keep it in mind, folks. Fewer people have died in America from coronavirus than died in Nashville, Tennessee, in the tornadoes a couple of days ago. Donald Trump, by the way, the president is headed there. He will no doubt talk to the reporters on his way to Marine One. He's going to go there today, like he should be. The president said yesterday, I don't think people in America are panicking. I don't think they are either. But the stock market, folks, which is down again today, or will be opening up. The futures are down 805 points because I have it on the TV screen. I see this stuff. I track it. The future, they're looking at its impact 6 months out on American business. And that's probably true. And the sad part of it is, like Donald Trump said yesterday in his Fox town hall, this thing's going to go away. The stock market will bounce back, and it will. So don't freak out. Do take precautions. Don't unnecessarily hang out with people who are coughing. I'm serious. I got a buddy who came down with the flu a couple of days ago. Truck driver, friend of mine, lives close by, and I was with him like 2 days before. I'm not panicked because I feel just fine. And he's holed up in his house, and he's getting better. It's just the flu. It's crazy. Also, friends, if you have not seen the Babylon Bee, you need to check it out. It's a It's a great Christian run, and it is run by Christians. It pokes fun at people in politics specifically. And you got to love this one about Pocahontas dropping out yesterday. Their headline today is that Warren returns to the tribe in shame after failing to take back land from the pale faces. And then there's another one is historians, women invented grilling to trick men into cooking. Oh, ouch. There you go. Suzanne Gallagher coming up at the bottom of the hour. Parents' rights and education. You want to stay tuned to that. You need to understand what's being taught in your public schools. 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. What's your impressions about how this short session, which has now imploded, according to the Corvallis Gazette Times, it imploded yesterday with Democrats accusing Republicans, and of course this is a liberal newspaper, accusing Republicans of threatening Democratic rule because they wouldn't return to the legislature and let them roll over us and ram job-destroying, blue-collar job-destroying, rural economy-destroying legislation down our throats that won't make any difference at all worldwide in total carbon tax or carbon emissions. Now, that's what I just told you is what Republicans should have been saying, rather than the other stupid things they've been saying in response to what Democrats are saying. It's no wonder we don't win elections. Let's go to Art, who's on the line. Art, good morning. You got like a minute and a half. Go.
Jeff. Happy Freedom Friday. Yeah, it'll be interesting how the Republicans, put their message out, because they did say, oh, we'll come back and we'll do the funding stuff. And then, as you noticed quickly, the Democrats said, nope, we're done. Bye. And the reason I believe they did that, Jeff, was because they didn't want any good things to happen as far as, taking care of the financial issue that arise between sessions, like what this session was supposed to be like. So you're right. The Republicans are going to have to get a message out and keep putting that message out, because that's exactly what the Democrats are going to be doing. They're going to be lying and conniving so that they remain in power.
Well said, Art. We've got another caller on the line. Caller, hang on. We'll get to you on the other side of this two-minute break.
Great weekend, Jeff.
You too, brother. I appreciate it, and you're right on the money. How this war ends up all depends on what Republicans do between here and November. Back in a moment. It's 20. Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. I was going to read an email from Dwight, but he's on the line in a moment, and we'll chat with him about that. Maybe he can talk about his experience in talking to Representative Sherry Heltz. Office. This segment of the show is brought to you by Freedom Heating and Air. Freedom from cold nights, folks. Yeah, we're going to have some cold nights coming again. So, you know what? If the old furnace or the heat pump's not working right, call Freedom Heating and Air. Check out their website, freedomheatingandair.next. Let's go to our new caller. Welcome. Who are you and what do you have to say on Freedom Friday?
Hi. Am I on?
Yeah, you are. And what's your name?
Oh, okay, nice. Awesome. So I heard you talking earlier about the Chinese laying cable for high-speed internet over into Oregon. And I wanted to just give you some information on that because I am intimately aware of what's going on. Hillsboro has a bunch of data centers that are going in. It's about a half a dozen or so. Only some of those are being paid for by Intel. The other ones are being paid for exclusively by a third-party contractor, TPG. TPG own Wave, and Wave is like Wave, Coastcom, that sort of thing. They do high-speed internet and broadband throughout basically a lot of America. But the issue is that a couple of people on their board have been outspoken about supporting China's Belt and Road Initiative that expands their internet and power across the world, specifically Vivek Paul. So Vivek Paul, he was a chairman of YPro Technologies, and he has been adamant that we should support China in their Belt and Road Initiative because it's supporting third world countries. And so he has led TPG on a basically a co-op with China and different Chinese companies to pursue basically having all of this high-speed technology happen. I know personally that they've ran hundreds and hundreds of piles of Cat5 cable and other high-speed internet cables, like bundles and bundles, not just like a couple of lines, but like a half a dozen heavy, the heaviest that we have in the industry, high-speed lines from Hillsboro over the mountains and then to the coast. So that's a real thing that's happening right now. Hillsboro is having major construction going on, and lots of new cable is being put in right now, not just for Intel, not just for the local community, but specifically to file cable over the mountain and to the ocean. So
briefly, but look, I really appreciate your insight, and obviously you have special insight into this. Before I let you go, quickly, just give me your opinion. Are you concerned about this?
That's why I called.
I thought you would. Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Great insight. And be listening next week because I am going to get Brian Boquist on the line to talk about this further. I don't know what day, but I'll contact Brian. Thanks so much. Let's go to Dwight, who's on the line. Dwight, good morning. Hey, so you called Representative Sherry Helt's office, and what happened?
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I sure appreciate that you come at it from a Christian point of view.
Well, I do my best, friend. So you called Representative Helt's office, according to your email, and what happened?
I called Senator to complain about blaming the Republicans for the walkout or the locking up the Senate. And said, come on, just all you got to do is let people vote on it and get back to your business, you know. And the representative said, we're not blaming anybody. The words to that effect. In other words, don't accuse us of blaming the Republicans. What do you think of that? That doesn't match up with facts, does it?
Well, no, but the other thing is quite frankly, is that they said, well, look, she voted against it last year, and she would vote against it again. That's not the point. Voting against it allows, you're going to get outvoted. It's going to become law. It's all of its negative effects are going to happen to her constituents. Yeah. But if she had left, it wouldn't.
Yeah. You know, one other quick point. We were supposed to go to a birthday party over in Dallas the other night. And we left later than we wanted to. We left about 5. And we got caught in gridlock down there trying to get over the bridge. So we wasted an hour sitting in traffic, burning up gas, trying to get across the bridge. Finally gave up and went home. And I'm thinking, Oregon is so rich, you know, we got all this surplus money they're going to give back to people and everything. Why not, hey, let's get serious about building a bridge, another bridge across, because this is ridiculous. And then we could get maybe some federal money in it, get the Washington people to pay their half and maybe charge tolls and everything, make this thing go. It's about time to build another bridge, is my comment.
Well said, Dwight. And you know how you make that happen? The people of Salem, West Salem, rise up and they write an initiative petition and they go gather the signatures and they put it in front of the voters and they force the city council, which has now been taken over by the left, they force them to build a third bridge. And you know what? There's plenty of money to do it. And you could do it as a toll bridge. Give people the choice to pay a little more on their own to choose to drive faster or go sit in traffic. I'm fine with tolls as long as you have a choice. I'm not fine with tolling if they make you pay a toll for roads you've already paid for. I don't like that. I don't think that's right. Dwight, thanks for a great call, and I appreciate you taking action, by the way, by contacting Representative Sherry Helt's office, the only Republican in the House who didn't take a walk. She needs, believe me, folks, she needs a primary opponent. And I hope that's a Timber Unity person. I truly do. It's 6:29 in the morning. We're going to come back with Suzanne Gallagher. She's the president of Parents' Rights in Education, an Oregon group that has uncovered some shocking things that are being taught to your kids in public school. You don't want to miss it. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. It is Freedom Friday. Or you can send me an email to jeff@1220.am. 6:30 in the morning. We'll be right back with Suzanne Gallagher.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's all right, friends. We are back, and we are trying to make contact with our guest, Suzanne Gallagher. She's the president of Parents' Rights in Education. We'll keep trying to see if we can't connect with her. In the meantime, it is Freedom Friday. It's your opportunity to call and talk about anything you want to talk about politically today or in Political Coffee. 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Shoot me an email. Hello, Suzanne.
Oh,
good morning.
Oh, my gosh. My phone ringer was turned off.
Well, it's perfectly all right. We are live on the air right now. Folks, we're talking with Suzanne Gallagher. She's president of Parents' Rights in Education. By the way, they've got a great website. You want to check it out. It's Parents' Rights in Ed. That's all one word. ParentsRightsInEd.com. Well, Suzanne, lots of interesting things going on in public education in Oregon these days, and your organization has been really profoundly in front of exposing some of the really, really far out leftist ideas that are being, well, literally brainwashing our kids in public education. What's the latest thing you guys are working on?
Oh my gosh, thank you. One of our missions is to expose these things. Parents have their children in school and they just don't really understand why some of the teachings, they don't even understand why they're dangerous or why they're wrong, and they don't know their rights. So they're being told that they can't opt out, for example, when the law allows them to do that. And the public schools are literally training teachers and administrators how to talk you out of opting out. I mean, that's just one aspect. So our purpose is to expose these things We have a Facebook page. I was thinking this morning in preparation for our discussion, what can I say in 15 minutes? It's overwhelming, unbelievable. So the first thing I would say to parents is do go to our website and sign up for our news alerts. They are emails. They are also posted. The news alerts are also posted on our Facebook page. So they should, if they're on Facebook, if they're not on Facebook, get on Facebook. There are good things about Facebook and not so good. This is one of the good things. Sign up on our Facebook page. Like the page. You will get notifications when there are new posts. Literally, we're posting two or three times a day. So much information. And we're not just in Oregon. We are in Washington as well, and some other parts of the country. We've opened it up and said, if you want to start a chapter, we'll help you. So we are doing that. We have a chapter in Montana, for example, near Whitefish in Flathead, Montana. We have a very strong chapter in Washington State, and they have been in a battle royal because they are in Olympia. They just voted for mandatory K-12 CSE or comprehensive sexuality education. And literally they were up, and you probably remember those days when you served in the legislature, they were up until 2 a.m. Witnessing the Democrat legislators literally running it through, voting it in, and voting no on 20, at least minimum of 20 amendments. They voted no to allow parents to opt out.
That's an amazing thing.
That's wild.
It is. And I have to tell you that this is a serious issue that finally, and this is, I think, in large measure a result of the work that you guys have been trying to do in educating people, just the average person, the average parent out there, how their parental rights are being undermined by state agencies, by an agenda from the leftists who control our universities that teach teachers. All of this is undermining, with your tax dollars, of your own children's education. Now, okay, so you're making people aware. One of the benefits of what you guys have been doing is helping people like Anna Kasachev, who came on my radio show during the Timber Unity Rally. She's running for state representative in House District 22. That's Woodburn and down into Salem. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. She's part of the Old Believer Russian community that's never been politically active before. One of the things that she shared with us on air was that part of the reason she got involved is because of learning how her children were being brainwashed about unhealthy sexual issues in school, in public education. So are you finding that more and more parents are actually becoming aware of this like she is?
Oh, absolutely. And what we've realized, now our organization was established in basically, I would say, 2009, and then we got our 501c3 in 2011. And I was involved in those early days and helped to name the group. I felt like we've got to tie this to the law, because it's the law and lawmakers that are causing it, right? So just in the last 2 years, when I became involved again, it's just been almost exactly 2 years. We made it an initiative that we have to get the parents involved, because they have skin in the game. It's their children. And here's the thing, Jeff. We look at education, and I've run for political office several times, and I've been sent questionnaires asking, like, what would you do to improve education in the next 10 years? The next 10 years? If you have a 6-year-old, that means your 6-year-old will be 16. So you're going to wait for 10 years? We cannot wait anymore. And parents they don't want to know, because that means they have to act. I will tell you this. when you understand all of the aspects of this, and I would say get a book that's called Get Out Now. This is the best book. We brought Mary Hassan, the author, into town last May. We're having another event this coming May, on May 2nd. But last May, Mary Hassan came, and we have her speech on our website. It's on the event page. Her book talks about all of the different issues related to education and how they're coming at us from every angle, not just sexuality education, but we've got social emotional learning here. Literally, it is brainwashing. I mean, they ask kids at age 9, they're talking about stereotypes, et cetera. And then parents want to go and sit in the class. This is a recent post on our Facebook page, and this is what the teacher says, quote, "We are not inviting guests into rooms for the lesson because of how it might be disruptive to the learning community." Now, there's a lot of things in this statement, because the teacher, number one, is talking down to the parents.
That's right.
The learning community, excuse me, disruptive. Well, what she is teaching is disruptive to the learning community.
Yeah, you're right.
That is my child. That's the learning community.
That's right.
So this is social emotional learning. Basically, social emotional learning is code for social engineering. And when you read what they're teaching, I mean, it's wild. They're teaching kids, well, this is a family. Okay, so we're going to teach them what a family is. They don't need to go to school to learn what a family is. They're in one.
That's exactly
okay,
right.
It's not the role of the school.
It's not the role of the school. It's not the role of public education. We're talking with Suzanne Gallagher. She's president of Parents Rights in Education. Check out their website, parentsrightsined.com. And if you go to the players, it's interesting to look at who are the people. You just click on that portion of their website. There's a couple of videos down there. One of them is about the radical LGBT impact on education. But also there's one in how the LGBT movement is infiltrating churches, Suzanne. I found that interesting.
Right. I'm on that page right now to see what you're referring to. Like, there's so much. Yes, of course, because why are they infiltrating churches? Because their words that they use feel so right, so good. They're accusing us of not being caring. That is not the case. Who do we care about? We care about our own children. I've spoken at several school board meetings. We go to school board meetings. Why? Because we want to meet people. We want to meet the parents who are there, who care about their kids. But also we want to see who are we fighting here? Who is coming to the school board meetings, and who is advocating this, for example, radical CSE that they're putting into all the schools now? At the Hillsborough school board meeting, I would say there were probably 75 individuals representing the LGBTQ community. Now, I will say to you, we are not advocating that these students are not allowed to come to school, for example. We are not advocating discrimination against them. But what is happening is that literally our young people are being lured into experimenting with these alternative lifestyles and actually choosing to change their sex.
And that is not the role of public education.
Of course not. Counselors, so one of the first calls I received just about 2 years ago was from a mother in Iowa, and her daughter was counseled to change her sex. And on her 18th birthday at school in the counseling office, mom was invited into the office, and there was her daughter, and she handed her a 24-page letter explaining to her that she decided to change her sex. What followed, she moved out of the house. She announced to in a big assembly, all school, actually all district assembly, tiny town, that she was changing.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Rich, thanks for just wishing me to have a great weekend. I hope you do, too. And, Rich, I hope you go out and do something special for your lovely bride. And my buddy Lee, do nothing, say nothing is his email to me. By the way, you want to send me an email, it's easy. It's Jeff at 1220.am. Hey, you know what? Before I read that, I'm going to go to my friend Jake. Jake, good morning. How are you, brother? Hey, Jake, are you there? Well, for some reason, Phil, I can't hear Jake. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, while we're waiting to fix. Okay. All right. Jake left. Hey, Jake, I wish you and Tracy a marvelous Valentine's Day, friend. So Lee's email is this. So I'm amazed that a small group can make such a big stink. These groups that demand to be identified by their perverse sexual desires continue to attack the normal. Over the years, we now see how many of these behaviors are now accepted. So where are the people that stand on principle? Respect the person, hate the sin. There is a quote, and it's by Edmund Burke. Quote, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing, unquote. Yes, that is quite correct. We have to take a stand, friends, for what you believe. It's so important. Freedom Heating and Air is a great local company that can help you stay warm this winter. And in fact, if you got an emergency, you ought to call them because they've got an emergency team that can come out and get your heating unit, whatever it might be, up and running. Why don't you check them out on the air or on the web, rather, freedomheatingandair.net. It's all one word, freedomheatingandair.net. You can depend on them. They're trustworthy. They've been in business here in Salem for 40 years. freedomheatingandair.net. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Rebecca, who's on the line. Rebecca, what say you this day?
Good morning. Yesterday, I went to Oregon Citizens Lobby and brought the paper that I've developed concerning the book, Maps of the Ancient Seeking, and the 2 points that I made in the hearings last week. The first point being that that Antarctica was mapped at a time when there was no ice on it. And
no kidding. Wow.
The second point being that the sedimentary cores that have been pulled up from the rivers of Antarctica show that Antarctica was ice-free and the rivers were freely flowing three times in history. And so I took the book along and showed people the maps and then took it also around lobbying afterwards. And when we bring a paper like that in, we make 100 copies, and then I ask people at the lobby session. We at noon we all meet, and somebody makes a presentation, and I made a presentation after Mike Newman was done making his presentation. Then I ask people to help me with the distribution of these papers, and various people took them, but there were two floors of the house side that were left, and so I started going around yesterday and didn't make it through. I'm about a quarter of the way through the distribution of the remaining ones. So if anybody okay. wants to contact me, and we can work together next week, maybe on Monday, it'd be wonderful to work together with somebody from Oregon Citizens Lobby for that. But this is a very powerful thing, and I've been telling people as I lobby, you know, we still haven't recovered from the hoax that Bill Clinton pulled on us when he did the spotted owl thing and closed down our logging towns. And Oregon has never recovered from that hoax.
That's right. We have it. So many rural communities.
And here we are wanting to do it again. This is going to be way worse. This is going to be magnified worse than the other hoax. And it's going to affect everybody. The logging thing affected everybody, but people aren't terribly aware of it. But the thing that I've been seeing as I talk to them is that they believe that the people believe that the Republicans are the ones causing all of this. They've been indoctrinated with the idea that Republicans are the ones making Oregon bad, and that if they don't pass this, they're going to not do well by the Oregon voters or the Oregon citizens. The people of the world. They're trying to save the world.
And Rebecca, I got to let you go because we got to move on to somebody else. But that's an excellent point.
Okay.
They believe the lie that we only have so many years left to take dramatic action before the earth becomes uninhabitable. And they're brainwashing little children about that. And it's ludicrous to think that anything we can do here in Oregon, anything, is going to make any different in the rest of the world, which isn't going to do what we're going to do. It's going to continue. These people are crazy. Let's go to Philip, who's on the line. Philip, good morning.
Good morning, Philip. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just want to make sure. I get a card from the Oregon Sportsmen Association, Bill of Interest to Sportsmen. Is this bill ongoing? It's labeled SJR201. It bans lawmakers from walking out. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, it's still alive. It is. It's probably unconstitutional, first off. And secondly, it's a change in the Oregon Constitution that would remove the quorum. So it would make it easy for the majority to continue their tyrannical actions against and just roll over the rights of the minority. That's what it would do. Right. I think it's a huge mistake. I hope they try it because they'll lose.
Right, it has to be voted on by the
It does. Yeah, only you and I, only we the people can change the Constitution.
Okay, so it probably won't pass
what they'll do is they'll send it out to the voters and we'll vote on it in November.
Oh, okay. And depending on how they word it to the public, if they don't know what it's all about,
you've hit on an important issue, Philip, because they get to cook the books and stack the deck because they get to write the wording for this initiative rather than the attorney general. And the courts have let them get away with that. Can you believe that?
Let's make sure everybody's aware of that because that's important for the Republicans or whoever need to be able to walk out.
You're absolutely right, Philip. And I tell you, all the businesses that are going to be destroyed, I mean, industries that will be dramatically negatively impacted by cap and trade, had better help us get the word out to vote no on a constitutional amendment that allows the tyranny to roll over the minority. Philip, thank you.
Be
blessed, all of you. Happy Valentine's Day. Make it a great weekend. I'll see you Monday.